Nothing changes until you respect yourself enough to demand more. That's the truth most people avoid. They want a better life, but keep choosing the same habits, the same excuses, the same comfort that holds them back. Ask yourself honestly, are you proud of the way you're showing up, or are you settling for less than you know you can be? Every time you lower your standards, you send yourself a message that you don't deserve better. But the moment you decide you do, everything shifts. This program is about raising that standard. It's about breaking the cycle of excuses, keeping the promises you make to yourself, and having the courage to walk away from the things that no longer serve you. If you've been waiting for the right time to step up, this is it. Stay with me, because today you'll discover how to finally live at the level you're meant for. Chapter 1. Decide you will no longer accept an average life. Decide you will no longer accept an average life. That is where everything begins. That is the line you draw when you've had enough of drifting through the days and telling yourself tomorrow will be better without ever doing the work to make it better. That is the moment when you stop living by chance and start living by choice. Most people never decide. They get caught in the flow of ordinary living. They make peace with mediocrity, and they tell themselves this is all there is. But life changes the day you tell yourself, I will not accept this anymore. That decision is the foundation of everything that follows. Think about the truth for a moment. How many people wake up each morning feeling tired before the day even begins? How many settle for jobs that drain them, relationships that don't inspire them, routines that keep them stuck? They complain, they blame, but they never decide. They never stand in front of the mirror and say, enough. It takes courage to admit that you've been living under your own potential. It takes honesty to recognize that you've been tolerating less than what you deserve. And it takes strength to choose to rise out of it. But without that choice, nothing moves. Without that choice, the years slip by and the regret grows heavier. You must begin by telling yourself the truth. Ask, am I proud of the way I'm living right now? Am I satisfied with my energy, my results, my habits, my contribution, my growth? If the answer is no, then it is time to decide. It is time to say, I want more for myself. That single thought can light a fire inside you. Because once you decide, you begin to see options where before there were none. Once you decide, you stop making excuses. You stop waiting for someone to rescue you. You take back control. That's not arrogance. That's responsibility. And responsibility is where self-respect begins. The average life is easy to spot. It is a life of repetition without progress. It is waking up every day only to repeat yesterday without any sense of forward motion. It is being alive, but not fully living. You eat the same, think the same, do the same, and expect change to somehow arrive on its own. That is average. And it slowly breaks a person from the inside out, because the human spirit was built to grow. If you ignore that need, you begin to feel restless, unhappy, even hopeless. But when you decide you will no longer accept an average life, you give yourself permission to grow again. You tell your mind, your heart, and your body, we're going to demand more. Was that for light? Now, what does this decision really look like in real life? It's not shouting or making a dramatic gesture. It's quiet, powerful, and personal. It's the moment when you stop scrolling for hours and decide to use that time to learn something new. It's the moment you push away the unhealthy food and choose a meal that fuels your energy. It's the moment you stop saying yes to everyone who asks for your time and start valuing your own schedule. It's the moment you sit down with your notebook and write down real goals, not just dreams in your head. It is small in action, but massive in meaning. Because each of those moments is you declaring, I don't accept average anymore. Once you make the decision, you must back it up with action. Without action, the decision is just talk. Decide to stop living average. then prove it by how you live your day. Wake up earlier. Read something that makes you smarter. Practice a skill that makes you stronger. Save money instead of wasting it. Exercise discipline when it's easier to be lazy. Those choices build momentum, and momentum builds confidence. Confidence then confirms your decision. You feel it. You see it. You realize you are no longer like the person who was content to just get by. You are becoming someone different, someone stronger, someone who respects themselves enough to grow. And don't think this is about chasing perfection. It's about refusing to stay stuck in the same place. Growth is messy. It requires effort. It requires mistakes. It requires you to face things you would rather ignore. But the reward is that you look back after a month, after a year, after 5 years, and you see progress. You see a life that is not ordinary but intentional. You see yourself becoming someone you once thought was out of reach. All of that comes from one decision made and remade every day. I will not accept an average life. This decision also means cutting ties with the excuses that keep you locked where you are. People say, I wasn't born with the right opportunities. I don't have the support. I don't have the resources. But history is filled with men and women who started with nothing, yet created extraordinary lives because they decided they would not settle. They refused to use lack as a reason to stop. They used it as a reason to push harder. Excuses are the language of average. Responsibility is the language of growth. And the moment you change the language you use with yourself, your life begins to shift. When you decide not to accept average, you also raise your standards. You raise the way you treat yourself. You raise the kind of work you do. You raise the type of people you allow close to you. You raise what you demand from each day. Standards are like a mirror. If they are low, you will live low. If they are high, you will climb higher. And every time you honor a high standard, you earn self-respect. Self-respect is what fuels self-love. You begin to believe that you are worthy because you see yourself proving it daily. That is how you build the inner strength to level up. Do not underestimate how hard this decision will feel at first. Comfort pulls at you. Familiarity whispers in your ear. Average is safe. It is easy. It requires nothing of you. Growth feels uncertain. It feels demanding. It feels uncomfortable. But it is in that discomfort that you find pride. It is in that discomfort that you build resilience. And the more you step into it, the more alive you feel. Comfort keeps you numb. Growth makes you feel alive. And when you love yourself enough, you choose life over numbness every time. Think about what will happen if you refuse to decide. 5 years from now, will you be stronger or weaker? Will you be prouder or more disappointed? Will you be grateful for the changes you made or regretful that you stayed the same? The clock doesn't stop. Life keeps moving whether you level up or not. And if you continue to accept average, you will look back one day with regret heavy in your chest. But if you decide today, then 5 years from now, you will look back with gratitude that you chose courage over comfort. That difference is massive, and it begins with a decision made right here and right now. Once you decide, you also inspire others. People watch you change. They see your discipline, your growth, your energy. And without even saying a word, you give them permission to want more for themselves. Your decision sends out a ripple. That is the power of personal leadership. You don't change others by telling them what to do. You change them by becoming an example. And the only way to become that example is to first decide that average is no longer your home. This decision is not made once and forgotten. It must be renewed daily. Every morning when you wake up, you must remind yourself, today, I choose not to live average. Today, I choose growth. Today, I choose responsibility. Today, I choose action. That daily renewal turns your decision into a lifestyle. And once it becomes your lifestyle, you never go back. You couldn't go back because the taste of growth is far better than the numbness of mediocrity. There will be days you feel tired. There will be days you doubt yourself. There will be days when progress feels slow. On those days, remember why you decided in the first place. Remember the pain of being stuck. Remember the emptiness of settling. And then remember the pride of choosing growth. That pride is what keeps you moving. That pride is what tells you you are on the right path. Keep going. Decide you will no longer accept an average life. Say it with conviction. Say it until it becomes part of you. Say it until every choice you make reflects it. And watch how your life begins to transform. Watch how your energy rises. Watch how your confidence grows. Watch how your future expands. That is the power of a single decision. That is the starting point of leveling up. And that is what it means to love yourself enough to demand more from life. Chapter 2. Start backing your own choices without needing validation. Start backing your own choices without needing validation. That's one of the hardest but most freeing steps in your journey to level up. It takes courage to stand behind a decision when no one is clapping for you, no one is encouraging you, and no one is telling you it's the right thing to do. Most people delay their growth not because they don't know what to do, but because they are waiting for approval. They wait for family to understand, friends to agree, co-workers to support, society to nod in approval. But here's the truth. The longer you wait for someone else to tell you it's okay, the longer you stay stuck. Growth is about building the strength to say, I choose this, and that's enough. Think about how many times you knew exactly what you wanted, but you hesitated because you didn't want to upset someone. Maybe you had an idea for your career, but the people around you told you it was too risky. Maybe you wanted to change your lifestyle, but others laughed and said it wouldn't last. Maybe you wanted to cut ties with people who drained you, but guilt kept you from doing it. Those moments eat away at your confidence because every time you betray your own decision to please others, you teach yourself that your voice doesn't matter. You weaken your belief in yourself. And once that belief is gone, you find yourself living by everyone else's expectations, not your own. Backing your own choices is an act of self-respect. It is standing tall and saying, I value my judgment, I value my future, I value my right to choose. Nobody else can live your life for you. Nobody else wakes up in your body, feels your emotions, or carries your responsibilities. So why should they hold more authority over your decisions than you? The moment you realize that validation from others is not required for you to move forward, you gain power. That power changes the way you carry yourself. You no longer beg for agreement. You no longer explain yourself endlessly. You act, and you let the results speak. Now, this doesn't mean you shut yourself off from advice or wisdom. You can listen. You can weigh options. You can consider perspectives. But there is a difference between listening to learn and waiting for permission. One builds knowledge, the other builds dependence. Knowledge strengthens you, dependence weakens you. Strong people listen, but they do not wait. They make the final call themselves. That's the essence of growth, developing the ability to decide and to stand by the decision, no matter how others react. When you stop needing validation, you also stop fearing judgment. And that's when your freedom begins. So many dreams are buried because people are terrified of what others will think. They don't start a business because they fear being called foolish. They don't improve themselves because they fear others will say they've changed. They don't speak their mind because they fear rejection. But every time you let the fear of judgment silence you, you choose to live smaller. You deny yourself the life you could have lived. The irony is, people will judge you, no matter what you do. They'll talk when you fail. They'll talk when you succeed. They'll talk when you do nothing. So you might as well build the life you want. Backing your own choices also teaches you responsibility. When you stop blaming others for where you are, when you stop pointing fingers at who didn't support you, when you stop saying, "I would have, but they didn't believe in me," you free yourself. Because as long as you hold others responsible, you have no control. But when you say, "This is my choice, my path, my result," you gain control. And with control comes clarity. You start seeing that your future depends on the quality of your decisions, not the quality of their opinions. This shift won't happen overnight. At first, it feels uncomfortable to stand behind a choice when others disagree. You might feel guilt. You might feel fear. You might feel alone. That's normal. Growth always comes with discomfort. But the more you practice, the stronger you become. Start small. Back yourself in little ways every day. Say no when you mean no. Say yes when you mean yes, even if others don't agree. Speak up when something matters to you. Make decisions about your habits, your money, your time, your health, and then hold to them without explaining them away. Each time you do, you prove to yourself that your judgment is worthy of trust. As your confidence grows, bigger decisions become easier. You'll be able to take risks others won't. You'll be able to walk paths others avoid. And the reason is simple. You're no longer waiting for a green light from anyone else. You already gave yourself the green light. That's when momentum begins to build. That's when you feel in charge of your own life. That's when you finally taste what freedom feels like. There is something powerful that happens when you learn to back your choices. You start attracting respect. People may not always agree with you, but they respect conviction. They respect someone who is clear, decisive, and willing to live with the consequences of their decisions. They respect someone who doesn't need to beg for approval. And even those who criticize you begin to notice that you move differently. You stand straighter. You speak with certainty. You radiate confidence. That respect opens doors. It strengthens relationships. It builds influence. But none of it comes until you first learn to respect your own decisions. Another important part of this is learning to live with mistakes. Backing your choices doesn't mean you'll always be right. You will make errors. You will face setbacks. But mistakes are not a reason to stop trusting yourself. They are a reason to grow wiser. Every successful person you admire has a history filled with wrong turns and failures. The difference is, they kept backing themselves even when they stumbled. They didn't hand their authority away because of a mistake. They said, "I chose, I learned, I will improve." That mindset separates those who grow from those who shrink. Ask yourself this. How many times have you stayed quiet when you knew what you wanted, simply because you didn't want someone else to disapprove? How many times have you delayed action because you wanted every person around you to agree? And how many times have you regretted not trusting your own instinct? Each of those moments is a reminder of what happens when you give away your authority. Each one is proof that waiting for validation only delays your growth. To back your own choices is to finally live by your own values. It is saying, "I know what matters to me, and I will not compromise it for the sake of pleasing others." That clarity is priceless. Without it, you drift. With it, you move with direction. Life is too short to live by borrowed opinions. It is too precious to waste chasing approval. The only approval that matters is the one you give yourself when you look in the mirror and say, "I chose this path, and I stand by it." They, end question. When you start doing this, you notice how much mental space you gain. The noise of doubt and worry about what others think begins to fade. You stop replaying conversations in your head. You stop overanalyzing whether people approve. You start using that energy to act, to create, to grow. That shift alone can transform your life. It takes the weight off your shoulders and replaces it with energy to move forward. So today, make a commitment. Start backing your own choices. Stop waiting for others to clap before you move. Stop explaining yourself until you lose your own conviction. Stop giving away your power. Start trusting your voice. Start respecting your decisions. Start owning your life, because nobody else can live it for you. And the moment you decide to back yourself without needing validation, you step into a strength that most people never find. You finally begin to live on your own terms. And that is the essence of loving yourself enough to level up.
Chapter 3. Give yourself permission to walk away from dead ends. Give yourself permission to walk away from dead ends. That's one of the most difficult but most freeing choices you'll ever make in life. Too many people stay in situations that drain them, commitments that no longer serve them, or relationships that block their growth, because they think leaving means failure. But staying stuck in a place that doesn't lead anywhere is the real failure. You owe it to yourself to recognize when a road has nothing left for you and to move toward one that does. Growth requires endings. Progress requires letting go. And maturity requires the courage to say, "This is not working, and I refuse to waste more of my life here." There comes a point when holding on becomes heavier than letting go. Maybe you've been in a job for years, giving your time and energy, hoping things will improve, but nothing changes. Maybe you've been in a relationship where love has turned into indifference or constant struggle, but you stay out of fear of being alone. Maybe you've been chasing a plan that deep down you know doesn't match who you are anymore, but you're scared of admitting it to yourself. These are the dead ends. They look like safety, but they're really cages. They drain your energy, they shrink your confidence, and they stop you from becoming the person you're meant to be. The moment you give yourself permission to walk away, you take back your life. It's not weakness to walk away, it's strength. Weakness is staying stuck because you're afraid of change. Strength is saying, "I deserve better than this." When you walk away from a dead end, you're not quitting life, you're quitting what's already finished. There's a huge difference. Quitting is giving up on yourself. Walking away is believing in yourself enough to search for something better. It's not abandonment, it's alignment. It's you choosing a path that leads somewhere, instead of one that keeps you spinning in circles. The problem is, most of us are trained to hold on. From a young age, we're told to finish what we start, no matter what. That advice is good when it comes to building discipline, but it becomes dangerous when applied to everything. Sometimes finishing what you start means destroying your own future. Sometimes loyalty to a situation means betrayal to yourself. You have to learn the difference between persistence that builds you and persistence that breaks you. One takes you closer to your dreams. The other keeps you trapped in dead ends. Knowing when to walk away is wisdom. Acting on it is self-respect. When you give yourself permission to walk away, you immediately create space for better things. Imagine a closet packed with clothes you never wear. Until you clear it out, there's no room for anything new. Life works the same way. You can't step into new opportunities while you're holding on to the wrong ones. You can't meet people who will uplift you while you're still tied to people who drain you. You can't discover your potential while you're locked into patterns that shrink you. The act of walking away is not just about leaving, it's about making room for growth. This decision requires honesty. You have to stop lying to yourself about what you know is finished. You can't keep pretending it's working when every part of you knows it isn't. Deep down, you already feel it. You feel the frustration, the lack of joy, the emptiness. Those feelings are signals telling you it's time to move. Stop silencing them. Stop drowning them out with distractions. Listen to them. They're not there to hurt you. They're there to wake you up. And when you finally face the truth, you'll realize the only person keeping you stuck was you. Walking away also demands courage, because it often comes with judgment. People will question your choices. They'll ask why you left. They'll tell you you're making a mistake. They'll call you ungrateful, selfish, or irresponsible. That's because most people are too afraid to do what you're doing. They cling to their own dead ends and convince themselves that settling is normal. But you're not here to live their version of life. You're here to live yours. And the price of living true to yourself is often misunderstanding from others. You have to decide whose opinion matters more, theirs or the voice inside you telling you it's time to move on. When you learn to walk away, you also discover resilience. The first steps are hard. You feel fear, uncertainty, maybe even grief. But once you're past the initial discomfort, you realize you survived. You realize you're still standing. And that realization builds strength. It shows you that endings don't destroy you. They renew you. They strip away what no longer belongs, so you can rebuild on stronger ground. Every time you walk away from what's wrong for you, you reinforce the truth that you are capable of beginning again. That truth gives you the confidence to face the next challenge, the next transition, the next decision with greater clarity. This is not just about the big things like jobs or relationships. It's about daily choices too. Sometimes a dead end is a habit that wastes your time, a routine that keeps you unproductive, a mindset that limits your growth. You have to give yourself permission to walk away from those too. Walk away from the endless scrolling that eats your hours. Walk away from the negative self-talk that poisons your confidence. Walk away from the excuses that keep you from acting. Each time you do, you reclaim your time, your focus, and your energy. Each time you do, you remind yourself that you are not trapped. You are in control. And remember, walking away doesn't mean you have everything figured out. It doesn't mean you know exactly where you're going next. It just means you trust yourself enough to take the first step. You don't need the whole path to be clear before you move. You just need the courage to say, "This isn't it." Once you step away, new paths reveal themselves. Opportunities show up. People appear. Ideas spark. But none of that happens if you stay locked into a dead end. The door to the next chapter won't open until you close the one that's already finished. Give yourself the freedom to evolve. What worked for you 5 years ago may not work for you now. Who you were then is not who you are today. Growth means outgrowing certain things. It means admitting that your needs, values, and goals have changed. That's not betrayal. It's progress. Stop holding on to an old version of yourself just because others are comfortable with it. Stop sacrificing your growth just to keep things familiar. You have every right to change. You have every right to move on. You have every right to walk away. If you look back at your life, you'll notice the times you grew the most were often after you left something behind. Leaving a toxic friendship, leaving a draining job, leaving an unhealthy routine. Every ending created a new beginning, and in every beginning, you discovered strength you didn't know you had. That's proof that walking away is not weakness. It's one of the most powerful tools you have for transformation, but it only works if you give yourself permission to use it. So ask yourself right now, where am I stuck? Where am I forcing myself to stay when everything in me knows I should go? Where am I giving time and energy to something that has no future? Those answers are the areas where you need to act. Don't keep waiting. Don't keep hoping that a dead end will somehow turn into a highway. It won't. The longer you stay, the more time you lose. And time is the one resource you can never get back. The choice is yours. You can keep dragging yourself down roads that lead nowhere, or you can take a stand for your future. You can keep tolerating situations that drain you, or you can demand more from life. You can keep living stuck, or you can free yourself. The power is in your hands. Walking away doesn't mean the end of your story. It means the start of a better one. It means you love yourself enough to say, "I deserve more than this." And once you believe that, once you act on it, you'll never look at dead ends the same way again. They won't scare you. They won't hold you. They'll simply remind you that you're strong enough to choose growth over stagnation, freedom over fear, and progress over comfort. Chapter 4. Do the things you avoid because they scare you. Do the things you avoid because they scare you. That is where your real growth begins. Everyone has fears. Everyone has those tasks, those conversations, those decisions they keep pushing to the side because it feels uncomfortable to face them. But the truth is, the very things you're avoiding are the exact things that would transform your life if you confronted them. Fear is not the signal to step back. Fear is the sign that you're standing in front of something that has the power to shape you. When you choose to face what scares you, you take control of your future. When you avoid it, you hand your future away. Most people live in patterns of avoidance. They put off making a phone call that could open a new opportunity. They stay silent instead of speaking up when their voice matters. They procrastinate on pursuing a goal because they fear failing. They keep relationships shallow because they fear rejection. Every time they avoid, they shrink a little more. Their comfort zone grows tighter, and their confidence gets smaller. The cost of avoidance is not just lost opportunities, it's the slow erosion of self-belief. Deep down, you know when you've been avoiding something. You carry it around with you like a weight, and every time you dodge it, you feel weaker. Courage is built in moments of action, not in moments of safety. It's built when you take that step forward while your hands are shaking. It's built when you walk into the meeting and share your idea even though your voice trembles. It's built when you finally sit down and tackle the work you've been putting off for months. The feeling you get afterward, the relief, the pride, the power is proof that fear was never the enemy. Fear was just the test. And once you pass the test, your confidence expands. You realize you're stronger than you thought. Avoidance makes fear grow larger. Action makes fear shrink. Think about it. How many times did you put off something for weeks, only to finally do it and realize it wasn't nearly as bad as you imagined? That's how fear works. It feeds on hesitation. The longer you wait, the scarier it feels. But the second you step into it, the illusion breaks. You see it for what it really is, a challenge you are capable of handling. You'll never know that truth until you act. Facing what scares you doesn't mean diving into chaos without thought. It means recognizing the specific things you've been running from and making a conscious decision to handle them. Maybe it's a difficult conversation with a family member. Maybe it's starting a new project that feels overwhelming. Maybe it's applying for a position you feel underqualified for. Whatever it is, the way forward is not to keep postponing it. The way forward is to acknowledge the fear and then move anyway. Here's something important. Fear is not a sign you are weak. Fear is a sign you're human. Every person feels it. The difference between those who grow and those who stay stuck is not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to act while fear is present. The people you admire, the ones who seem strong, they are not fearless. They've just practiced facing what scares them so many times that they've built resilience. They know fear will come, and they know it will pass once they move. That's the skill you need to build. You must also understand that fear is not always loud. Sometimes it hides behind excuses. You tell yourself you're waiting for the right time, but that's fear. You tell yourself you need to prepare more before starting, but that's fear. You tell yourself you don't really care about the outcome, but that's fear. Fear wears many masks, but the effect is the same. It keeps you from acting. You have to learn to spot those excuses for what they really are. Fear dressed up as logic, and once you see it clearly, you take away its power. Think about the areas of your life right now where you feel stuck. Ask yourself, what am I avoiding? What have I been putting off for weeks, months, maybe even years? What conversations am I afraid to have? What goals am I afraid to pursue? Those answers will point you directly to your next step of growth. The challenge is not to think about it endlessly. It's to act. The decision to act is what separates those who move forward from those who stay trapped. The moment you finally face what you fear, you reclaim a part of yourself. You prove to yourself that you can handle more than you believe. That proof is priceless. It builds a reservoir of confidence you can draw on the next time fear shows up. You'll remember, I've done this before. I can do it again. Each time you repeat that cycle, you become stronger, and slowly, the things that once scared you become the things you now do with ease. That is how growth works. It is built one decision at a time, one action at a time, one fear conquered at a time. The reward of facing fear is not just the result you gain, it's who you become in the process. You become someone who doesn't hide from life. You become someone who acts, even when it's hard. You become someone who trusts themselves. That kind of self-trust is the foundation of success. Without it, you will always hesitate. With it, you can walk into uncertainty and still move forward. And isn't that what life really requires? The ability to keep moving forward, even when the road is not fully clear. If you want to change your life, look for the fears you've been avoiding and run toward them. If you've been avoiding public speaking, get on a stage. If you've been avoiding taking care of your health, schedule the appointment and start the routine. If you've been avoiding saying how you really feel, speak the words today. You don't need to wait until you feel ready, because you never will. Readiness doesn't come before action. It comes after. You only feel ready once you've already started. The truth is, the quality of your life will always reflect how willing you are to do the things that scare you. Avoid them, and your world stays small. Face them, and your world expands. It's that simple. You cannot build courage without practice. You cannot grow confidence without exposure. And you cannot create a meaningful life without stepping into fear. Fear is not the wall in your way. It is the door. The handle is on your side. You just have to open. So here is the choice. You can keep letting fear dictate your path, or you can take charge of your path by facing it. Every time you choose fear, you stay exactly where you are. Every time you choose courage, you move forward. That's how you level up, not in giant leaps all at once, but in consistent steps into the areas you've been avoiding. Do the things you avoid, because they scare you. Decide today that fear will no longer control your life. Decide that your growth is worth more than your comfort. Decide that your dreams are worth more than your excuses. And then act. Take the phone call. Apply for the opportunity. Have the conversation. Start the habit. Step into the fear. Because on the other side of fear is the life you've been wanting all along.
Chapter 5. Prove to yourself you can stay consistent every day. Prove to yourself you can stay consistent every day. That is where transformation truly begins. It's not the big bursts of motivation that change your life. It's the steady actions repeated again and again until they become part of you. Many people start strong. They wake up one morning filled with energy. They set a goal. They promise themselves this time will be different. But days pass. Energy fades, distractions creep in, and the old patterns return. The difference between those who achieve lasting change and those who don't is not talent, luck, or even knowledge. It's consistency. It's the ability to keep showing up, even on the days when it feels boring, when it feels slow, when it feels like nobody notices. When you stay consistent, you prove something powerful to yourself, that you can be trusted. Think about it. How often have you told yourself you would change, only to quit halfway through? Every broken promise chips away at your belief in yourself. Every time you give up, you confirm the story that you can't follow through. That's why so many people struggle with confidence. Confidence isn't built by wishing or hoping. Confidence is built by keeping promises to yourself, and the way you keep those promises is through consistency. Each day you follow through, you earn self-respect. Each day you repeat the action, you strengthen your identity. You stop being the person who tries and fails, and you become the person who follows through no matter what. Staying consistent doesn't mean doing everything perfectly. It means refusing to let excuses decide your behavior. There will be days when you're tired, when life throws challenges at you, when you don't feel like doing the work. Those are the days that matter most.
Because when you still act in spite of the resistance, you prove that your decisions control your life, not your feelings. Consistency is about taking control of your days, instead of letting your days control you. It's about setting the standard that effort will be made every single day, no matter how small, no matter how inconvenient. The power of consistency shows itself over time. You may not notice the impact of one workout, 1 hour of study, one act of discipline. But add those days together, 30 days, 90 days, a year, and the difference is undeniable. Small steps compound, tiny wins accumulate, and before you realize it, you've built a new life. The problem is, most people quit before the results show up. They plant the seeds, but never water them long enough to see growth. Consistency is the watering. Consistency is the daily proof that you care about where you're going. Without it, nothing grows. The real battle is not about what you do, but about proving to yourself that you will do it daily. Imagine the strength you build when you wake up every morning and keep the same commitment, whether it's exercise, reading, saving money, or working on your craft. You no longer question whether you'll do it, you just do it. That removes the mental debate, the wasted energy of deciding over and over. It becomes part of your identity. You stop asking, "Will I stay disciplined today?" And you start saying, "I am disciplined. This is who I am." That shift in identity is one of the greatest rewards of consistency. Consistency doesn't have to mean huge actions. It means steady ones. If you want to write a book, commit to a page a day. If you want to get fit, commit to a workout you can maintain. If you want to master a skill, commit to a set time each day to practice. The size of the action matters less than the repetition. A small action repeated daily builds more power than a massive action done once in a while. That's why discipline feels difficult at first, but becomes natural over time. Your brain adapts to patterns. The more consistent you are, the less resistance you face. You've trained yourself into a new way of living. There's also pride in knowing you can rely on yourself. Life will always have uncertainty. But when you build consistency, you create stability inside. No matter what chaos happens around you, you know you'll still wake up and stick to your commitments. That stability is priceless. It reduces stress. It increases focus. It strengthens resilience. You stop living by external conditions and start living by internal decisions. That's how you create progress, even in tough times. One of the hidden benefits of staying consistent is how it changes the way others see you. People respect reliability. They respect the person who shows up again and again. Opportunities come to those who prove they can be counted on. Relationships strengthen with consistency. Trust grows with consistency. Leadership is built on consistency. But the foundation of all that is proving it to yourself first. Before anyone else believes in you, you must believe in yourself, and belief comes from action you repeat. Think about what happens when you don't stay consistent. Every time you skip, delay, or quit, you create doubt. You begin to wonder if you'll ever change. That doubt becomes heavier over time. But when you act every day, you silence that doubt, you create evidence. You can point to your actions and say, "I am doing it. I am making progress. I am moving forward." Evidence destroys doubt, and the more evidence you gather, the stronger your belief becomes. The key is to start with commitments you can actually keep. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in one day. Choose a few key habits and focus on them daily. Build the consistency muscle gradually, just like you would train your body. Each day you succeed, you make it easier to succeed the next day. Over time, the chain of wins becomes too strong to break. You don't rely on motivation anymore, you rely on momentum, and momentum carries you when motivation is gone. Consistency is also a form of self-love. It is proof that you care enough about your future to act for it today. It's saying I value myself enough to keep going. When you show up every day, even in small ways, you affirm your worth. You affirm that your goals matter. You affirm that your life is worth building. That's why staying consistent isn't just about results. It's about identity. It's about living as someone who respects themselves enough to do what they said they would do. There will always be distractions. There will always be reasons to stop. But if you want a life that you're proud of, you have to decide that consistency is non-negotiable. Treat it like breathing, like eating. Something you do every day, no matter what. When you reach that level, you unlock freedom. You don't waste energy doubting yourself. You don't wrestle with guilt. You live aligned with your commitments. That alignment brings peace. So prove to yourself you can stay consistent every day. Don't do it for applause. Don't do it for approval. Do it because you need to know you can rely on you. Do it because the life you want depends on it. Do it because every day matters, and every action counts. And when you look back months or years from now, you'll see that the person you became was shaped not by the things you did once in a while, but by the things you did every single day without fail. That is the quiet power of consistency. That is how you level up, and that is how you build a life you respect and trust.
Chapter 6. Choose growth over comfort when life gives you both. Choose growth over comfort when life gives you both. That's the fork in the road every person faces again and again. Life will always offer you two options: the easy way that feels safe but keeps you the same, or the harder path that demands effort but takes you to the next level. Comfort feels good in the moment, but it steals your future. Growth feels demanding in the moment, but it builds a life you can be proud of. The test is whether you love yourself enough to choose the path that stretches you instead of the one that lulls you into staying still. Comfort is attractive because it requires nothing. It asks you to keep doing what you've always done. Sit down, relax, and let the days pass. But the cost of comfort is invisible at first. You don't notice the slow loss of energy. You don't notice the shrinking of ambition. You don't notice how your confidence erodes little by little as you avoid challenge. Then years go by and you wonder why you feel restless, why you feel stuck, why you feel unfulfilled. Comfort is the quiet trap that robs people of their potential without them even realizing it. Growth is uncomfortable, but it gives back more than it takes. It forces you to wake up earlier, to push your body harder, to focus your mind longer, to face challenges you would rather ignore. It stretches your patience, your willpower, and your discipline. But the reward is pride. The reward is strength. The reward is looking back and seeing progress that comfort could never give you. Growth is hard in the moment, but beautiful in the long run. That is why every great achievement, every meaningful change, every powerful transformation begins with someone choosing growth over comfort. The choice often shows up in small ways. You can choose to stay in bed or get up to work on your goals. You can choose to watch another hour of entertainment or read something that improves your mind. You can choose to avoid a hard conversation or face it and strengthen the relationship. These decisions may feel small, but they add up. Every time you choose comfort, you reinforce the habit of avoiding challenge. Every time you choose growth, you reinforce the habit of pursuing your potential. Those habits eventually determine the course of your life. Most people want the rewards of growth, but cling to the habits of comfort. They say they want success, but they avoid the work. They say they want health, but they avoid discipline. They say they want change, but they keep repeating the same choices. That conflict between desire and action keeps them frustrated. The truth is, you can't have both. You can't keep living in comfort and expect the rewards of growth. At some point,
you must decide which matters more to you, temporary ease or lasting improvement. Choosing growth doesn't mean you never rest. It doesn't mean you burn yourself out. It means you stop letting comfort make your decisions. It means you rest with purpose, not with avoidance. It means you use comfort as recovery, not as a lifestyle. Growth and rest work together when balanced. Comfort only becomes a problem when it becomes the reason you stop moving forward. Every time you pick growth, you build resilience. That resilience shows up in all areas of your life. When challenges come, and they always do, you handle them better because you've trained yourself not to run from difficulty. You know how to lean into discomfort. You've practiced it daily. That practice makes you stronger than the average person who avoids discomfort at all costs. And that strength is what allows you to keep moving when others give up. Growth also builds respect. When you choose the harder path and keep going, people notice. They see your discipline. They see your effort. They see your results. But more importantly, you notice. You start to see yourself differently. You stop doubting whether you're capable. You stop questioning whether you can change. You begin to trust yourself because you've proven that you will choose the difficult but rewarding path over the easy but empty one. That self-respect is priceless. Fear often tries to disguise itself as comfort. You convince yourself you're choosing rest when really, you're choosing avoidance. You tell yourself you're fine staying where you are when deep down you know you want more. Fear whispers that the growth path is too risky, too uncertain, too uncomfortable, but growth always carries those feelings at the beginning. The breakthrough is on the other side of them. The question is, do you listen to fear or do you act in spite of it? You can test yourself by asking a simple question each day. Is this choice making me stronger or weaker? If it makes you stronger, it's growth. If it makes you weaker, it's comfort. Stronger doesn't always mean easier. In fact, it rarely does. Stronger means doing the thing you'd rather avoid, because you know it builds you, and every time you make that choice, you build momentum. When you start choosing growth consistently, your world expands. You begin to notice opportunities you never saw before, because you're prepared for them. You develop skills you didn't think you could learn. You gain confidence to take on challenges you once avoided. The comfort zone that used to trap you no longer holds you, because you've built the courage to step beyond it again and again. That expansion is what makes life exciting. That expansion is what makes you feel alive. Comfort feels good today, but leaves you empty tomorrow. Growth feels tough today, but leaves you fulfilled tomorrow. That's the trade-off you face. Too many people sacrifice their future for the ease of the present. They avoid the short-term discomfort that leads to long-term pride. Then later, they regret it. Regret is the true pain of comfort. It sneaks up years later when the chance is gone. Growth demands effort, but it saves you from regret. It leaves you with gratitude instead of disappointment. Your greatest growth moments will often come right after you make the harder choice. That's the pattern of life. The things you resist most are usually the things that will change you most. The conversation you don't want to have could open new understanding. The challenge you don't want to take could reveal new strength. The discipline you don't want to practice could build new confidence. That is why the practice of choosing growth matters. It ensures you never miss those opportunities. If you truly want to level up, you must train yourself to lean into growth every time you recognize the choice between it and comfort. Ask yourself, will this action push me forward or keep me still? Will this decision challenge me to rise or allow me to remain? Once you answer honestly, act on growth immediately before comfort convinces you otherwise. Action breaks hesitation. Hesitation strengthens comfort. The quicker you move, the easier it gets to build the habit of growth. Over time, growth becomes its own comfort. You start to crave the challenge. You start to enjoy the process of pushing yourself. You start to feel uneasy when you go too long without progress. That's when you know you've transformed. That's when you know you've created a lifestyle of growth instead of a lifestyle of comfort. And that lifestyle will take you places comfort never could. So choose growth over comfort when life gives you both. Do it daily, in the small choices and the big ones. Do it because your future depends on it. Do it because your self-respect depends on it. Do it because comfort may keep you safe, but only growth will make you strong. At the end of your life, you won't remember the easy day. You'll remember the days you stretched, the days you challenged yourself, the days you grew. That's the life worth living. And that life is built one choice at a time, one decision to choose growth over comfort again and again, until it becomes who you are.
Chapter 7. Hold yourself to promises you make in private. Hold yourself to promises you make in private. That is where real character is formed. Anyone can talk about goals in public. Anyone can sound disciplined when others are watching. But what defines you is whether you follow through when nobody else knows, when nobody is keeping score, when it's just you and your word. The promises you make to yourself in quiet moments are the ones that shape your future. If you say you're going to wake up early, will you do it when no one else notices? If you say you're going to cut back on bad habits, will you honor it when nobody's around to clap for you? That is the test. The way you treat your private commitments reveals the kind of trust you can build with yourself. So many people live with frustration because they break their own word. They tell themselves they'll start tomorrow, but when tomorrow comes, they don't. They swear this time will be different, yet nothing changes. Over time, this cycle eats away at belief. It creates doubt. It convinces them that they are unreliable. And once you stop trusting yourself, it becomes difficult to attempt anything meaningful. You begin to hesitate before setting new goals because deep down you don't believe you'll keep them. That is why holding yourself to private promises matters. It repairs that trust. It rebuilds the confidence that says, if I say it, I'll do it. The truth is, keeping promises in private isn't glamorous. Nobody gives you recognition for reading another page, running another mile, or saving another dollar. Nobody notices when you decline the distraction and choose discipline, but the results add up quietly. While others are wasting time, you are compounding effort. While others are hoping for change, you are creating it. The outside world may not see it yet, but you feel it. You know you're becoming stronger. And soon enough, the world will see the evidence, because the private victories always show themselves in public results. Breaking promises to yourself has consequences far beyond missed goals. It chips away at self-respect. Every time you lie to yourself, even in small ways, you teach your mind that your own word doesn't matter. Imagine how destructive that is. If you can't trust yourself, who can you trust? But the opposite is also true. When you start honoring your commitments, even the small ones, you rebuild that respect. You carry yourself differently. You stand taller. You no longer need to shout about discipline because you live it daily. People may not see the process, but they see the confidence that comes from it. It's important to start small because self-trust is built like a muscle. Don't overwhelm yourself with massive commitments you can't realistically keep. Begin with promises you can honor consistently. Tell yourself you'll drink more water each day and follow through. Tell yourself you'll limit screen time for an hour and do it. Tell yourself you'll spend 10 minutes learning something useful and prove it. Those small victories matter more than grand declarations. They build momentum, and once momentum grows, you can tackle bigger promises with certainty. Some of the most life-changing progress happens when you finally begin to follow through in silence. No audience,
No applause, just you. That is where discipline is born. That is where identity shifts. You move from being the kind of person who talks about change to the kind who makes it real. And once you identify yourself as someone who keeps their word, you no longer tolerate excuses. You no longer accept quitting. You see your word as law. That mindset alone separates you from the majority, who constantly betray themselves without even realizing it. You will face temptation to bend those private promises. The temptation usually comes disguised as something small. You say you'll only skip one workout. You'll only cheat the diet once. You'll only push the task to tomorrow. But the danger is that once you let yourself slide, it becomes easier to do it again. Soon enough, the habit of breaking promises replaces the habit of keeping them. That is why you must treat every promise seriously, no matter how minor it seems. Each one is training for the bigger commitments ahead. Another powerful truth is that holding yourself to private promises builds resilience for the moments when life challenges you. If you've trained yourself to be disciplined when nobody's watching, you'll be prepared when pressure comes. You'll know how to act with integrity because you've already practiced it in silence. The person who only acts disciplined when others are around often collapses when tested. But the person who honors commitments in private has built strength that cannot be shaken. Think about what happens when you stop breaking your own word. Suddenly, you become more decisive. You waste less time. You stop waiting for motivation because action has become automatic. You don't need external validation to move. You trust yourself. That trust reduces doubt and increases confidence. It's like building a bank account of proof. Every time you keep a promise, you deposit evidence that you can rely on yourself. Over time, that account grows so large that nothing can bankrupt your belief. This is why people who appear unstoppable are often just ordinary people who mastered consistency in private. They kept reading, writing, practicing, exercising, saving, even when no one cared. They built habits so strong behind the scenes that by the time others noticed, their results looked extraordinary. But nothing extraordinary happened overnight. It was the daily discipline of keeping promises when no spotlight was on them. That's the difference maker. The hardest part is the beginning. When you're used to breaking promises, it feels normal. Your brain expects you to quit. That's why the first weeks of change feel so heavy. You're fighting years of broken trust. But if you persist, you begin to rewire that pattern. You begin to expect yourself to follow through. And eventually, keeping promises feels easier than breaking them, because it aligns with your new identity. That shift doesn't just change habits. It changes how you see yourself, and how you see yourself shapes everything else. Ask yourself right now, what promises have I broken to myself lately? Did I skip the healthy choice I said I would make? Did I delay the work I said I'd start? Did I stay in bed after I swore I'd rise early? Each of those moments is a chance to rebuild. Stop making excuses. Stop pretending it doesn't matter. Start taking your word seriously again, because your future is built on those choices. If you can't trust yourself with small promises, how will you ever handle the bigger ones life requires? So start today. Choose one promise. Keep it without exception. Then choose another. Build from there. Over time, you'll discover the pride of living aligned with your word. You'll look back and realize that every bit of growth, every new opportunity, every success can be traced back to the moment you decided to stop lying to yourself. That moment when you held yourself accountable in private and refused to compromise. Hold yourself to promises you make in private, because that is where the battle is truly won. That is where respect is built. That is where confidence is born, and that is where your future is decided. Not in the big speeches, not in the public commitments, but in the quiet moments, where it's just you and your choice. Those moments matter most. Honor them, and you'll create a life of strength, discipline, and fulfillment that no one can take away from you.
Chapter 8. Refuse to accept excuses, even when they feel easy.
Refuse to accept excuses even when they feel easy. That one decision can change the entire direction of your life. Excuses are the most natural response when things get difficult. They roll off the tongue without effort. They justify inaction and they give temporary comfort. But while they feel easy in the moment, they slowly destroy discipline, progress, and self-respect. Every excuse you accept pulls you further from the person you want to become. Every time you allow yourself to believe an excuse, you hand over control of your life. If you want to level up, if you want to live with pride instead of regret, you must draw the line. You must say to yourself, "I will not negotiate with excuses anymore." Excuses always come dressed as good reasons. You tell yourself you're too tired, so you'll do it tomorrow. You tell yourself you don't have enough time, so you'll wait for the perfect day. You tell yourself you don't have the resources, the knowledge, the support, and in that moment, the excuse feels justified. But when you zoom out and look at your life, you realize those same excuses repeat year after year. They never end. The excuses keep changing words, but the result stays the same. Nothing moves. Excuses are a comfortable story you tell yourself to stay where you are, and the longer you keep repeating them, the deeper you get stuck. The truth is, everybody has reasons not to act. Life is busy. Circumstances are unfair. Obstacles are real. But the difference between those who create change and those who stay stuck is that the achievers refuse to lean on reasons. They act despite them. They find ways around them. They make no room for excuses because they know excuses weaken resolve. You cannot grow and hold on to excuses at the same time. One will always push the other out. If you want growth, you must push excuses out completely. Think about how much of your time and energy excuses have already stolen. How many opportunities have you missed because you convinced yourself it wasn't the right time? How many times have you delayed your health goals because you said you were too busy? How many times have you let fear disguise itself as an excuse? Each of those moments robbed you of progress. And if you're honest, you know the truth. It wasn't that you couldn't. It was that you didn't want to face the discomfort. Excuses are always rooted in avoiding discomfort. But growth and progress are always rooted in facing it. When you refuse to accept excuses, you take away the option of self-sabotage. You put yourself in a position where action is the only path forward. That creates strength. Suddenly, you're no longer debating with yourself about whether you'll do the work you've already decided. No matter how you feel, no matter how difficult it looks, the work gets done. That attitude builds resilience. It builds consistency. It builds an identity where you see yourself as someone who follows through no matter what. That kind of self-image is powerful because once you believe it, you act accordingly. Excuses are appealing because they remove responsibility. They let you point to something outside of yourself and say, "That's why I didn't succeed." But here's the problem. When you give away responsibility, you also give away control. You make yourself a victim of circumstances. You convince yourself life is happening to you instead of through you. That mindset guarantees you stay stuck. On the other hand, when you strip away excuses and take full responsibility, you regain control. You begin to see that even if conditions aren't perfect, you can still move forward. You begin to see that even if resources are limited, effort is still available. And when effort is applied consistently, results come. You need to catch excuses in the moment they arise. Excuses thrive on autopilot thinking. You must train yourself to pause and challenge them. Ask yourself, "Is this really true? Or is this me trying to avoid discomfort?" 9 times out of 10, you'll find it's the second. Once you see it clearly, the power of the excuse fades. Awareness breaks the cycle. From there, you can replace the excuse with action. That action doesn't need to be huge. It just needs to move you forward. Each time you replace an excuse with action, you weaken its grip. Over time, you'll notice excuses show up less and less, because you've trained your mind to see through them. Refusing excuses also means raising your standards. You stop accepting mediocrity from yourself. You stop being satisfied with good enough. You hold yourself accountable at a higher level. That doesn't mean perfection. It means honesty. It means no more lying to yourself. No more saying you'll start tomorrow when you know tomorrow will look just like today. No more telling yourself you're doing your best when deep down you know you can do more. This level of honesty can feel uncomfortable, but it's necessary. Growth only happens in truth. Excuses live in lies. If you want to grow, you must choose truth every time. Another reality is that excuses are contagious. The more you make them, the easier they become. And not only do you weaken yourself, but you also influence the people around you. If you constantly explain away your lack of progress, those around you may adopt the same habit. But the opposite is also true. When you cut off excuses and commit to results, you set a standard that inspires others. People respect those who face challenges without constant justification. They see strength in that. And that respect creates influence. But it begins with you refusing to accept excuses in your own life. One of the strongest practices you can build is replacing excuses with action immediately. When you catch yourself saying, "I don't feel like it," use that as the signal to act. When you hear yourself thinking, "It's not the right time," start anyway. When you notice, "I'm too busy," schedule the action right away. This approach flips the script. Instead of excuses being a stop sign, they become a trigger for movement. You teach yourself that excuses are the very reason to act, not the reason to stop. That conditioning makes you unstoppable. Life is short, and excuses waste the one resource you can never get back. Time. Every excuse buys you temporary comfort at the cost of long-term regret, and regret is far heavier than effort. When you look back at your life, you won't remember the reasons you gave yourself for avoiding growth. You'll only see the opportunities missed, the potential wasted, the goals left unfinished. That reality should shake you. It should remind you that nothing is worth the cost of regret. Not tiredness, not fear, not inconvenience. Refusing excuses is refusing regret. Excuses are easy, yes. But pride is not built on ease. Pride is built on effort, on discipline, on sacrifice. The pride you feel when you know you did the work will always outweigh the temporary comfort of avoiding it. And once you experience that pride, you'll want more of it. You'll begin to crave it more than you crave the excuse. That shift changes everything. It turns effort into fulfillment. It turns discipline into freedom. And it all begins with the decision to refuse excuses even when they seem harmless. So from today forward, stop giving yourself permission to settle. Stop telling yourself stories that justify weakness. Stop hiding behind reasons that keep you small. Stand up and take ownership. Decide that excuses will no longer have a place in your vocabulary. Replace them with action. Replace them with discipline. Replace them with effort, and watch how your life begins to shift. The growth, the progress, the transformation you've been waiting for is not hidden behind resources, timing, or luck. It's hidden behind the excuses you've been accepting. Remove them, and the path becomes clear. Refuse excuses, and you open the door to the life you deserve. Chapter 9. Take ownership of your choices and stop playing victim. Take ownership of your choices and stop playing victim. That is the point where personal power begins. As long as you keep blaming circumstances, other people, or the past for where you are, you stay stuck. Nothing changes when the responsibility is outside of you. You hand away control when you act as if life is happening to you instead of being shaped by you. If you want to level up, you must face the truth that your choices created your current reality. Not luck, not fate, not the opinions of others. your decisions, and the only way to create a different future is to start making different choices today. Most people find comfort in the victim role because it explains away their lack of progress. It gives them an easy story. I didn't succeed because someone held me back. I can't change because of how I was raised. Life isn't fair, so I can't win. That story may feel safe, but it's poison. It robs you of the one thing you need most, agency. Victim thinking convinces you that nothing is in your control, and when nothing is in your control, you never even try. But the truth is, while you can't control everything that happens to you, you can always control how you respond. You can always choose your actions, your attitude, and your discipline. Those choices matter far more than circumstances. Taking ownership means looking at your life honestly and saying, "This is the result of my decisions." If your health is suffering, look at your habits. If your finances are weak, look at your spending. If your relationships are broken, look at your communication and standards. It's not about shame, it's about honesty. Because only when you admit your role can you begin to change it. Playing victim might feel easier in the short term, but it guarantees long-term frustration. Ownership feels harder at first because it demands accountability, but it guarantees progress. Think about the areas of your life where you've been blaming others. Maybe you've been stuck in a job you hate and telling yourself it's your boss's fault. Maybe you've been unhappy in relationships and saying it's always the other person who ruins things. Maybe you've been struggling with money and saying the economy is against you. Those may contain some truth. Circumstances are not always fair. But as long as you use those reasons to avoid responsibility, you stay powerless. Ownership says, "Yes, this is tough, but my choices from here will determine where I go." That mindset flips the script. Suddenly, you're no longer waiting for life to change, you're making the change yourself. Owning your choices builds strength because it forces you to take control of daily actions. You begin to realize that small decisions shape big outcomes. Skipping a workout isn't just about today, it's about the pattern you're creating. Spending money carelessly isn't just about one purchase, it's about the financial life you're building. Ignoring hard conversations isn't just about avoiding conflict, it's about weakening trust in the long run. Once you recognize the power of your choices, you stop treating them casually. You start treating each one as an investment in your future. Playing victim, on the other hand, keeps you blind to patterns. You keep repeating the same mistakes while telling yourself the world is unfair. And then years later, you look back and wonder why nothing has changed. Ownership breaks that cycle. It makes you examine your actions, learn from them, and adjust. You don't fear mistakes anymore because you know they can be corrected. Victim thinking hides from mistakes because it refuses to admit responsibility. Ownership embraces mistakes because it sees them as lessons. That single shift can transform your entire life trajectory. It's also important to realize that people respect those who take ownership. Nobody admires the person who always complains, always blames, always avoids responsibility. That attitude pushes opportunities away, but people are drawn to those who admit faults, correct them, and move forward. Leaders are respected not because they never make mistakes, but because they take responsibility when they do. That respect begins with how you treat your own life. If you won't take ownership of your own choices, why would anyone trust you with greater responsibility? When you start living this way, something powerful happens. You begin to feel free. Victim thinking is heavy because you're constantly carrying resentment, bitterness, and excuses. Ownership is lighter. It removes the mental weight because you know you're in control. You know your next action can improve things. You stop waiting for someone else to save you. You stop waiting for conditions to be perfect. You stop waiting for apologies. you act now. That freedom gives you energy. It shifts you from passive to active, from helpless to powerful. Life is unfair. That's true. Some people start with advantages. Some people face more obstacles. But fairness is not the deciding factor. Choices are. There are countless examples of people who started with nothing and built extraordinary lives because they refused to play victim. They refused to let their past define their future. They refused to let obstacles be excuses. They chose ownership, and that choice, repeated daily, created momentum. The same option is available to you. You can focus on what you don't control, or you can double down on what you do. That decision will decide your results. Ownership also builds resilience. When setbacks come, and they always do, you don't collapse. You don't waste time blaming. You look at the situation, accept your role, and ask, "What can I do now?" That question is powerful. It turns problems into challenges. It turns obstacles into opportunities. It keeps you moving forward while others are stuck in anger or self-pity. Resilient people don't deny difficulty. They simply refuse to let difficulty stop them. That resilience grows out of ownership. One of the most damaging effects of playing victim is that it blinds you to your own potential. You convince yourself that your life is controlled by others, so you stop exploring what you're capable of. Ownership, on the other hand, forces you to test yourself. It forces you to discover strengths you didn't know you had. You'll surprise yourself with how much you can handle once you stop hiding behind excuses. The truth is, you are far more capable than you think. But you'll never know that until you stop playing victim and start owning your power. Ask yourself honestly, where in your life are you avoiding ownership? Where are you still pointing fingers instead of taking control? Where are you still waiting for conditions to change instead of changing yourself? Those answers will show you exactly where you need to act. Don't delay. Don't wait for the perfect moment. The act of taking ownership begins the moment you decide to stop blaming and start doing. That decision alone can create a shift that years of waiting never will. So from today forward, take ownership of your choices. Admit your mistakes without hesitation. Correct them without delay. Refuse to play victim, no matter how tempting it feels. Refuse to give away your power by blaming others. Refuse to live smaller than you could because of excuses. Choose responsibility. Choose accountability. Choose action. Because the quality of your life is not written by circumstances, it's written by choices. And once you own that truth, nothing can hold you back.
Chapter 10. Keep raising your effort until your life finally matches you. Keep raising your effort until your life finally matches you. That's the final step in building a life of self-respect, discipline, and fulfillment. Too many people settle for half measure. They do enough to get by, enough to look at their moving forward, but deep down they know they haven't given their full effort. And the truth is, life never rewards half effort with full result. If you want your life to reflect your true potential, your effort must match the level of life you want. Effort is the currency of progress. The more you invest, the more you grow. If you withhold effort, you withhold result. The tragedy is that most people are living lives far below their abilities. They've accepted a routine that doesn't stretch them, a comfort zone that doesn't challenge them, and a standard that doesn't honor their true potential. They know they could do more, but they choose to coast. They hide behind excuses like, "I'm doing okay," or "It's good enough," or "I'll start pushing harder when things calm down." But years pass, and nothing changes. The regret builds, the frustration grows, and they begin to feel trapped in a life that doesn't reflect who they are. The solution is simple but not easy. Raise your effort, push past the level where you've been coasting, demand more of yourself, not because the world requires it,
but because you owe it to yourself. Your life will always mirror your effort. If you give minimal energy, you get minimal results. If you give average effort, you get average outcomes. But when you give your best consistently, life begins to rise to meet you. Opportunities appear because you've proven yourself ready for them. Relationships improve because you show up with intention. Confidence grows because you know you've given everything you have. That is the reward of effort. It shapes both the results you get and the person you become. Raising your effort doesn't mean burning yourself out. It means refusing to stay stuck at the level where you've been comfortable. It means setting a higher standard today than you lived by yesterday. It means asking yourself each day, did I give my best effort, or did I hold back? That question is uncomfortable, but it's necessary, because the gap between who you are now and who you want to be is filled with effort. Nothing else closes that gap, not talk, not excuses, not wishing, only effort, repeated daily until your results catch up with your potential. Think about an area of your life where you feel frustrated right now. Maybe it's your career, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your relationship. Look closely, and you'll likely find the frustration is tied to effort. You're not satisfied with your career, but are you giving it your full focus? You're not proud of your health, but are you staying consistent with your habit? You're not happy with your relationships, but are you putting in the effort to build them? Most of the time, the problem is not potential, it's effort. The honest truth is that you cannot expect a life of excellence with the effort of mediocrity. When you start raising your effort, you begin to discover new layers of strength you didn't know you had. You realize that you were capable of more all along. The body adapts to higher demands, the mind adapts to higher focus, and the spirit adapts to higher standards. Every time you raise the bar, you stretch yourself, and every time you stretch yourself, you expand what's possible. That's why growth never ends. There is always another level. The only question is whether you're willing to pay for it with effort. Effort also builds pride. At the end of each day, you know if you gave everything or if you held back. That knowledge either fuels your confidence or feeds your guilt. When you give your best, even if results don't come immediately, you feel proud. You can look in the mirror and say, I did what I could today. That pride builds self-respect. But when you know you slacked, when you know you didn't follow through, you carry that with you too. That weight of disappointment drags down your energy and erodes your confidence. That's why raising your effort is not just about external results, it's about how you feel about yourself. Life will test you. It will put obstacles in your way. It will challenge your patience. It will make things harder than you expected. In those moments, effort is your weapon. You don't quit because it's tough. You don't slow down because it's inconvenient. You increase your effort. You push harder. That is how you overcome difficulty, not by hoping for things to get easier, but by becoming stronger through greater effort. And every time you respond with more effort instead of less, you build resilience that prepares you for the next challenge. You need to remember that effort is always in your control. You may not control timing, resources, or circumstances, but you can control how much effort you bring. That's why it is the great equalizer. Two people may start at different places, but the one who outworks the other eventually passes them. Effort compounds. Over time, steady, committed effort beats raw talent, luck, and advantage. If you refuse to raise your effort, you lose by default. But if you raise it daily, you put yourself in position to win, no matter where you started. The danger of not raising your effort is that you start living beneath yourself. You begin to accept results that don't reflect your true potential. You normalize mediocrity, and eventually, you convince yourself that's all you deserve. That's a dangerous place to live, because it kills ambition and replaces it with resignation. But when you raise your effort, you remind yourself of what you're capable of. You wake up your ambition. You reignite your desire to grow. You give yourself proof that you are more than you've been settling for. Ask yourself right now, in what areas have I been holding back? Where have I been giving half my energy, half my focus, half my discipline? Where have I been expecting results without matching them with real effort? Those answers will show you exactly where to begin. The key is to stop negotiating with yourself. Stop telling yourself, this is enough, when you know it isn't. Stop lowering your standards, because effort feels uncomfortable. Raise your standard, raise your effort, and watch your life rise to meet it. Keep in mind that raising effort is not a one-time push, it's a lifestyle. You don't raise your effort for a week and then relax back into old patterns. You keep raising it as you grow, as your goals expand, as your potential becomes clearer. Each new level requires more of you than the last. That's why success is never final. It always asks for the next version of your best. And if you're committed to growth, you'll always be ready to answer that demand. The greatest satisfaction in life comes when your external results finally align with your internal potential. When the life you're living matches the life you know you're capable of. That alignment doesn't happen by chance. It happens through effort, consistent, rising effort that never settles, never backs down, never accepts good enough. That alignment is the reward for discipline. It's the prize for persistence, and it's available to anyone who is willing to pay for it with steady, relentless work. So keep raising your effort until your life finally matches you. Refuse to settle for anything less than what you know you can be. Refuse to coast when you have more inside you. Refuse to stop just because things get hard. Your future is built on effort. Your confidence is built on effort. Your identity is built on effort. And the more you give, the more life gives back. Keep proving to yourself that you will not lower your standards. Keep showing up with everything you have, and keep pushing until the life you live reflects the strength, the discipline, and the greatness inside you. That is how you honor yourself. That is how you love yourself enough to level up.